Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 7, verse 11 to verse 17. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went along with him. As he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her and said, "Don't cry." Then he went up and touched the coffin, and those carrying it stood still. He said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. They were all filled with awe and praised God. "A great prophet has appeared among us," they said. "God has come to help his people." This news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding country. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we come before you in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness into our life. We bless you, Jesus. You are a great God, O Lord. Let your message bring help and assurance and salvation and comfort and healing and support to your people. Carry the message to everyone who is brokenhearted, those who need your word, O God. Bless them with your word and guide them in the way of righteousness. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The title of the message, God grace is in our life, the grace of God into our life. In the story that we have read, it is a true story, but we can see clearly the grace of God, how God have interfered and have grace in our life in a special way. The first point here that we want to point out, God has concern for us. The Lord here, when we read here, there's no one had to pray or no one had to ask him to interfere. But he's a God who has concern. He saw the situation, a dead person, and crying, and people wailing, and they're going to bury somebody. God had concern for those people. God had concern for this widow. This widow, she has the only son, and she lost it. He did. So God has concern for us. God had come to her to help her. And the same for you. You who hear the message, you must believe that God had concern to you. I don't know what's your problem now, but believing that God has a real concern for your life. Hallelujah. Tell in your heart, God has a concern for me. God is concerned about you. He's caring for you. As this widow, she was in that moment, she was in pain and crying. The only thing, the only son that she had lost, God has moved because he has a concern for us. And God is moving today toward you because he has concern for you. Hallelujah. The second point that we want to emphasize here about the graceful acts of God. Our God is a mindful God. He's God of understanding, God of consideration. When you read here verse 12, it say, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. So there's a special consideration here. Not only dead, she's a widow, she has no husband. Second, she has no other children. So God is mindful. You know, sometimes God knows I have money, then I'm spending. But there are times that God knows I don't have money. I find God is supplying my needs in a special way because God knows I don't really have money. I don't have time. And God knows that because I don't have time, he is preparing and arranging things for me. He's a mindful God. He is a God of consideration. He considers your situation. God knows that you don't have certain capability. And he cares for you in a special way. Why he interfere here? He interfere here in the life of his people. He interfere here because this woman, she has the only son and she was a widow. Amen? So he is a God of consideration. Sometimes you say, I have only few months more or few weeks more. I have only a few days more. God knows these things. You may say, I have only this small amount of money. Only small amount of this space I have. But God knows your situation. He is God of consideration. In verse 13, when the Lord saw her, no one called him. No one told him, you come and see the situation. Himself he saw. Himself, he took attention to her. He is taking attention of you. He is seeing your situation. He knows everything in your life. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her. God's heart is going out toward you. He went out. So he was as if he was in, and he went out to give help. He is moving out. The Lord came from heaven. He moved out toward us to save us. And here today, his heart is going out toward you. He wants to help you. Hallelujah. And he said to her, don't cry. He gave a command, don't cry. Many times, you find yourself keep crying and crying. But the Lord say here, don't cry. From my experience, I had to pray for certain people. I pray to them. I pray to God. I pray for them. I say, Lord, don't allow this person to cry again and again. And in many of them, I have seen that they have stopped crying because that is the command of God. Don't cry. Because He is merciful God. He knows what is in your heart. He knows the tears of your heart. The tears is not from the eyes. The tears is from the heart. And He say here, don't cry. He give a command. That is the gracious things of God into our life. That is God's graces in our life. Don't cry. Don't cry. It means I will take care of you. I bless you. I know what struggle you are in. Don't cry. And then verse 14 say, then he went up. First he went out. Then he went up and touched the coffin. He went up, he reached the area that is really need to be touched in your life. Why he touched the coffin? Because inside the coffin there's a dead body. There's a dead body there. There's a dead situation. There's a hard situation. He touched the area. God now is touching the area in your life that you are in suffering. You are in crying. And those carrying it stood still. So he's approaching the real problem in your life. So there is a progress. There's a dead person and they are proceeding for burial. There is no hope. It is irreversible situation. But when the Lord interfered in your life, he went out, then he went up, then he touched that area in your life. And then because he touched that area, there is no more progress towards the negative. There is now God's going to reverse the situation. And let us hear, let us read here. He said, young man, I say to you, get up. God is giving here a command to reverse the situation. You had lost something, or there something had been missing from your life, and your life going from had moved from positive toward negative. When God interferes, first he stopped the progress toward worse. He stabilizes it, then he gives the command to reverse the situation. Hallelujah! God is going to reverse what had happened bad in your life. You need to trust God and obey Him and walk in His way. This life, we may face trials and difficulties, but God, in His grace, He will come and care for us and reverse our suffering, and he will give the command. He say, do you get up? I don't know what he's going to say about your situation, but I know he will say the word, and I believe when he speaks the word, it is done. The dead man, in verse 15, sat up. Hallelujah. So there's life again, there's revival. Amen. There's a restoration going on. The man sat up and began to talk. The life came back to him. The life came back to him. There is a revival. And Jesus gave him back to his mother. The word gave him back. Amen. Something was lost. The Lord brought it back to his mother. God is going to bring you back. He is going to give you back what had been lost in your life. They were all filled with awe and praise God. A great prophet has appeared among us. They said, God has come to help his people. And I believe God had come also to help you. We need to believe in the word of God. The word of God that we are reading here and we are meditating is for us. It's for me and for you, my brother and my sister, my beloved one who hears the message. God has come to help you. God has come. God is interfering in your life. God is caring for you in a special way. God wants to restore. God is giving the command to reverse the situation that had happened in your life. The bad thing had happened in the past. God is going to restore it. God is seeing the tears of your eyes. God knows your suffering. God knows your situation. Being a widow, this is the only son, or this is the only money, this is the only source of living, being squeezed, you have no other relief. God knows all these things, and God had come, and God is coming into your life to bless you and to take care of you. If we go back to verse 12, there is something we want to point out here about the gracious acts of God in our life. As he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out. When he approached the town gate, there's a dead person come out. This is by chance or by accident? It is timetable. It is timetable. God did not go there. The Lord did not went there by accident or by chance. It is a plan of God, because God wants to restore the dead situation. Restored back to life. God wants to bring joy into the life of that widow and life into the life of this family. And the same way, God, on a timetable, he is restoring you back and he wants to bless you. In Romans chapter 5, verse 6, you see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. That widow woman was a powerless. No husband. And the only son that she has died. She was powerless. And in your situation now, you who hear the message, you are powerless in a certain aspect of your life. I don't know in which aspect. But God, at the right time, at just the right time, God is interfering in your life to bless you and to restore you. Let us believe the message. Let us believe in our God. Let us believe that God had come to help his people. Let's pray. Let's bow our head and pray, trusting the Lord that he is caring for us. He is a God of consideration. He is God of concern. He is a God of timetable. He is a God of just at the right time. He is a God who knows that we are powerless. He is the God who gives the command, don't cry, no more suffering. He is the God who can stop the process of deterioration. He is the God who can give the command to reverse situation. He is the God who can bring back, as he gave him back to his mother, he will give you back what you had. Lord, let us pray. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We bless you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that your word is living and active, sharper than double-edged sword, will bring revival, restoration, hope, and strength and faith in the life of your people. Lord, I believe, oh God, you are going to restore. You are going to revive and bring to life the thing that was dead in the life of your people. We thank you, Father. We bless you, Jesus. Lord, everyone who hears the message, Lord, let the message be a great hope, a great encouragement, a great strength, great support for your people. We thank you, O God. We bless you, Lord. Take this message and protect it. Let reach on time those people, O God, who need your help and your support. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.